Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Idyas. Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shloshet Dvarim Amru Lufnei Rabbi Akiva. Three halachis were said before Rabbi Akiva. Shnayim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Two in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, who was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. V'echad Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. And one in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Again, we're talking about that one famous day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi and all the things that were repeated in the Bismedesh on that day. Shnayim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Here are the two halachis that were said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. The first halacha, Yoytzeis Isha Be'ir Shel Zahav. And the second halacha was Umefricha Yoynem Psulim Li'edas. Again, the beauty of Masechtas Idyos. We go from one end of Shas to the other. Yoytzeis Isha, it's permitted for a woman to go out to the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Be'ir Shel Zahav, when she's wearing literally a gold crown that was made with the image of the city of Yerushalayim. Even though Chazal asked for a woman to go out with her jewelry to a Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, concerned being she may take it off and show it to her friend. Ooh, look at this. And she's going to walk with it four amos in the Rosh Hashanah, which would be Aser Min HaToyra. But we're not concerned that she's going to take off this Ir Shel Zav in the Rosh Hashanah, because only the very chash of a woman went with this. And from a culture standpoint, it was not the derech of the chash of a woman to take off their jewelry in the Rosh Hashanah. The second halacha was umefricha yoinim, people that are Isaac. And we've learned about this earlier. In a kind of a game, everyone puts money into a box, and whoever's dove wins a race, he gets all the money. These people are psulim le'edis midrabanan, because this is considered gzeila midrabanan. Another pshat, says the Batanura, this person would train a dove to bring other doves into his like dove house. And that's considered gazel mishum darkei shalom, although it's not mamish gazel. So those are the two halachas that they said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'echad mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Here's the halacha that was said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, we've already explained in Mishnah Gimel that a safek tuma that turned up in the Rosh Hashanah is tahar. Safek tuma in the Rosh Hashanah is tamei. Our mission over here, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that was said before Rabbi Akiva, is going to teach us a halacha that sometimes, even safek tumah, birshus hayachid, can also be tar. And that's if the tumah is moving and it's not in one place. Hasheretz, a dead sheretz, that means one of the shmoyne shratzim that the Torah enumerates. These shmoyne shratzim are tamei when you touch them after they die. The sheretz is befi chulda. Chulda is a small animal, some say a weasel, some type of an animal, and it has this sheretz in its mouth, this dead sheretz. Umahaleches, and it's going, al gabi kikare shel truma, over loaves of truma. Safik naga, safik loy naga. There's a safik, if when this chulda was walking over the truma, whether the sheretz that was in its mouth touched the loaves of truma or not. Sveikoi tahar. But where is Sveikoi Tar? Is this in the Rosh HaSarabim or in the Rosh HaSayachid? The Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua is, even if it's in the Rosh HaSayachid, where normally we say, Safik Tameh B'Rosh HaSayachid is Tameh, here it's different, because the Tumah is not stationary, it keeps on going. And the Halacha is that where the Tumah keeps moving, like here, it's in the mouth of the Chulda that is walking, the din is safik tar, even in the Rosh HaYachid. So we had a total of three halachais in our Mishnah. Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Eidos, and Hilchas Tumah. They were all said in front of Rabbi Akiva, two in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, one in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. In the name of Rabbi Eliezer. A woman can go out with an ornament called an Ir Shel Zav, that was Yerushalayim, like a golden kind of a crown that was designed to look like the city of Yerushalayim. There was no concern the woman's going to take this off because the chash of a woman that wore this wouldn't take it off in the Rosh Hashanah and carry it. We also learned that if you want to do dove racing or you want to train a dove to capture other doves to bring it over to your house, you're pasul li'edus. And from Rabbi Yeshua we learned that if tumah is moving like a dead sheretz, it's in the mouth of a chulda that's walking over loaves of truma, and we're not sure if it touched or not, even if it's in a Rosh HaSayachid, we say, Sveikai Tahar.